And now we go underground. Today, officials in West Virginia confirmed the death last night of two coal workers, 48-year-old Eric Legg and 46-year-old Gary Hensley of Twilight and Chapmanville, respectively. Both were trapped and killed in the Brody Mine in Wharton, West Virginia, which was owned by Patriot Coal, a St. Louis-based company that has a history of violations. Reporter Beth Voorhees is with West Virginia Public Radio and joins us from Charleston. And Beth, do we know what happened to these men?
Well, the West Virginia Office of Miners Health, Safety, and Training inspectors, as well as federal mine safety inspectors, are on the site. Preliminary indications are that the accident resulted from a coal outburst. An outburst is defined as a sudden and violent ejection of coal, gas, and rock from a coal face and surrounding area in an underground coal mine. The Mine Safety and Health Administration is calling this a ground failure, which may indicate that this outburst came from the floor of the mine.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, were any other miners hurt?
No other miners were injured. No other miners were trapped. According to MSHA, this mine employs about 275 people.
Well, coal outbursts. Now, the last mine accident before this one in West Virginia was at the Upper Big Branch Mine, 2010. People remember, just a terrible story. 29 miners killed in an explosion there. And after that, the Obama administration ordered stepped-up enforcement, and that led to many of the violations we mentioned at the Brody Mine, 250 found just last year after that stepped-up enforcement. So what kind of violations did they have?
Well, it seems that there are many. Let me go through them for you. The non-fatal days lost, that is the measure of injuries that resulted in lost work time for 2013, was three times higher than the national average. MSHA shows that $3.2 million in unpaid penalties for this mine for 2013. Now, these are not delinquent fines because the company is in bankruptcy, and many of the fines are not yet final due to challenges. The company had challenged the status of violations, and they were challenging it to MSHA's review commission. And oral arguments in that case are scheduled at the commission on May 22nd.
So
there was a pattern of violations
right
here.
And that's the answer to the question many may have. If they had these violations, why weren't they immediately fixed? Well, it could be because they're appealing some of them. And you also mentioned a bankruptcy. Are they still running the mine while in bankruptcy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they are running the mine while in bankruptcy. But this mine has had eight roof falls with seven resulting injuries since January 2013. It had 192 significant and substantial safety violations in the last 12 months. It had 19 closure orders due to conditions that threatened the health and safety of miners in the last 12 months. It's safe to say that when investigations begin, they're going to look at those closure orders and say, why wasn't this mine closed?
And who would be responsible? Is it a federal issue? Is it a state issue? Is the company alone, Patriot Coal, supposed to do that?
That was an issue after the Upper Big Branch mine disaster. Who exactly has the authority to say this mine is unsafe and should not be operating? Is it the Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration? Is it the State Mine Health and Safety Office? Putting it on the miners themselves. Are they safe enough that they feel that they can be whistleblowers to walk out of that mine and not walk back in until they say it's safe?
Yeah.
There's still a gray area here that I think we have to figure out.
Well, putting it on the miners who might rely on the work, that sounds tough. But on the other hand, their lives are on the line, as we see. You're in Charleston. That's about 50 miles north of Wharton. But do you have a sense of how people there are reacting, especially given all these violations?
Yeah. Well, first of all, there's sadness and there's mourning and there's shock and there's fear. And as these things go, after Sago, after the Upper Big Branch mine disaster, there's going to be anger. There's going to be those questions of, was this anybody's fault? Was there mine ventilation problems? Was there methane gas problems? Was this an act of God, or was this someone's fault? And that's what investigations will tell us.
Well,
and there are going to be those questions.
Yeah.
If this mine was that unsafe, what was it doing operating?
Well, and there might at the very least be fines. After the previous one, federal officials fined Massey Energy, I think, millions of dollars. But that's the very least, I'm sure, of people's concerns, the concern about safety. Beth Voorhees of West Virginia Public Radio, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Robin.
And you're listening to Here and Now.